joyous strains glow.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Then verse 31, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Now we have the angelic annunciation. And so here Gabriel sent from God to speak with the Virgin Mary, to announce the incarnation of Christ, that God would send his only beloved Son. He would be born of a virgin. He would be God and man. And so, this announcement 500 years earlier was made to Daniel. And so Daniel spoke with Gabriel. And the prophecy concerning the desolations of Jerusalem in Daniel chapter number 9. Why is this so important? Why should we look at something like this? Well, did you ever wonder why the wise men were looking for the star in the east? How in the world did it know when? Here it is. Like you and I, we have a calendar. We know the special days of the year. So they also knew, because Gabriel, speaking with Daniel, said, look, you're going to be 70 years in captivity. And after the 70 years, Cyrus will bring you back to your homeland. And so that's all prophesied. God was judging Israel because they had left the Lord God. They had turned their back on God's law and God's principles. And so when they were in captivity, God speaks with the prophets and says, prepare the people. They're going to be coming back. Many times you'll find in the Word of God that God's ministers, and I'm talking about God's ministers, not all ministers are God's ministers, but if they truly are ministers of God, then they need to be preparing the people. As we find here in Isaiah's day, he was preparing the people. You know what he said? He spoke concerning the fact that the Messiah, yes, would come and would die for sinners. And he prepared the people. When everything was going bad, he prepared the people. He speaks concerning the comfort that only God can give. People went in bad times. Let me just read this. Isaiah 40, verse number 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So the Babylonian captivity being predicted, okay? And then, so Isaiah says, you're going to go into captivity. Jeremiah says, you're going into captivity for 70 years. And then it was written by Isaiah. Cyrus is going to bring you back to your homeland. But he says, I want you to know this. The God of all comfort wants you to know this, that in 70 years, you'll come back. You need to prepare the people for the Lord. Not for a religion, not for the Jewish religion. Prepare the people for the Lord. All right? And so here, the Messiah will come. And what will he do? Well, he's going to provide himself as a sacrifice for sin. Isaiah wrote about that. But here, this Isaiah 43, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, that was John the Baptist. Prepare ye the way for the Lord. Right before Jesus was born, you have this one that came. And you know, if you look into the Bible, you're going to find Gabriel appears to the parents of John. And he says, your son is going to prepare the people for the Messiah. An amazing, amazing account. But as I look at this, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Today, many think that the only voices that really matter have to come from very large religious gatherings or denominations. But John, his voice came from the wilderness, a very unlikely place. And what was he saying? Prepare the people for the Lord. What did they have to do? Repent. You're sinners. Believe on the Lord. God's law is still important. God's principles are still important. And so the wilderness also describes that day and their spiritual condition. And today, we're very much like that. So application could be made today. Yes, we're about ready to celebrate Christmas, but what should believers be doing today? Preparing the people for the Lord. He's coming back, all right? And so if you look at Luke chapter 13, Jesus was asked, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in the gate, straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Now the straight gate, I know you don't like this. The straight gate is what? It's the narrow way. But religion today has everybody believing, boy, the way is broad. There's many ways that are going to, that lead to heaven. But what did Jesus say? You're going to have to enter into the straight gate. Now, God is the God of all comfort. We're to prepare the people for the Lord and his return. And so like John, was John received? Was John loved? Well, understand, not too many people followed. Not too many people believed. And if you'll read the rest of Luke 13, well, the Lord says there's a day coming when the Lord will return. And there'll be many that won't be able to go. They'll be left behind. And so many will seek to enter, but they won't be able to. And so here, when I get to the end of this, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, Paul writes this, and I'll close with this. This is a second coming. As the day gets more wicked, like Noah's day, all the imaginations were on wickedness. The belief in God, the belief that God's law and God's principles are good and right. No, you're not going to find that today. And so Paul writes, as there's a falling away in 2 Thessalonians 2, understand Jesus will return. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. This is 1 Thessalonians 4. Brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those that have died, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And so, preparing people for the second return. Jesus is coming. He's going to return. What happens after he returns? Well, we have the book of Revelation. He will eventually reveal himself to the nations, to this old world, and the God of this world, all will be judged. And yes, then he will set up his kingdom. Many people pray that prayer, you know, what they call the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. Remember that one? Wait a second. It's in that same prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's what's coming, his kingdom. Do you really believe what you pray? Do you know Jesus? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.